Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of this extravaganza, by the way, I talked to our friend Wayne Dupree, and he sent out a nice tweet saying, "You know what? Somebody on my staff put that article up. I didn't see it, and he rightly corrected it." You know, it's amazing that no matter how many times I might say something, for as long a period of time as I've been saying it, that when the mob, the media, want to advance a narrative for whatever their agenda is, they just go with whatever it is, even when it's just flagrantly not true. And I had to correct the record. We have been telling people for the longest time to take it seriously. And there were some conservatives that got mad at me when I said, just wear the mask, you know, we'll get rid of this thing, and then we can move on with our regular lives. And I wanted to get back into restaurants and back in stadiums and arenas and sports and concerts and everything else. And so it didn't really bother me. And then I saw a little bit of an upside as a public figure. I'm like, oh, nobody notices me. And then I got noticed even with the mask on, so that doesn't really matter. But more importantly, I want everybody to be healthy. You know, it's like a lot of the things we take for granted in life, and it really hit me when I was down in Miami this week. You know, we do take for granted every single day the blessing, and it's a blessing. Blessing in the Latin means carefree. It is a blessing to live in a country with liberty and freedom. Now, I'm worried that we are getting further and further away from the constitutional protections for liberty and freedom. I'm very worried about the fact that we don't have equal justice and application of our laws. That's deeply concerning to me. And these are things that we try to talk about on a regular basis so that we know. And, you know, the funny thing is all of the doctors that we had put on the program all throughout the pandemic at varying times, and there's been so many of them, and many that I agree with, and a couple that maybe I had some disagreement with, and some that have been able to even convince me. And it just comes down to me, you know, the great irony is the mantra of the left is follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. But yet they're the ones that don't seem to be following the science. I mean, Rand Paul was getting the crap kicked out of him because he had COVID. He understood the antibody levels would naturally decline within his body. And we learned a lot about what are T-cell antibodies. You know, I know more about this stupid virus than any of us ever wanted to know. And that if you contracted or came in contact with COVID, your body would instantaneously recognize it from your past contracting of the virus, and that they would then be activated. These are layman terms. I'm not giving you medical terminology. Just trying to explain it the best way that I can. And it just is, you know, so my advice, which has been so consistent, and we've done montages now on radio and on television of the message that has been clear and has been consistent as can be, and how the media just falsely categorizes what I say for, you know, whatever agenda narrative that they want to push. I am very pro-life. I believe life is a precious gift from God, and that life is precious, and that I don't want anybody to suffer, to be sick, unhealthy. I urge people, Linda, how many people, for example, do you know of that I have personally, out of my own pocket, put them on the NJ diet? You know, we could bring.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you did that. Sweet Baby did it.
I probably have put at least, oh,
about 30, 5 people over at Dell's.
Yeah, I mean, tons. And anybody that's been struggling with weight, I know it worked for me. It works. And I just said, listen, I forced my sister, Teddy, who's a nurse, you know, sweet baby James's wife. We're going to send somebody over to NJ, and I'd take care of the payment. They'd go if they did the plan. Many of them were very successful because I care about people's health. And that's the one thing that we now know with every disease, you know, from heart disease to, you know, strokes and type 2 diabetes, you know, all this crap. You know, a lot of it can be avoided based on, you know, keeping your weight down. As a society, we tend to be, a little heavier than we should be based on what the, quote, doctors and charts tell us and what's your BMI and all that sort of thing. But anyway, so I just, because I care about people, I don't want anyone to get sick. So we put on the best people, and I would always ask these doctors the same question. That's why Dr. Nicole Sapphire was cracking up this week when I said, how many times do you think I've asked the question of you when I tell people that they need to take this seriously, that I don't want them to get sick? I've seen the worst of this. I've seen people barely make it. The odds if you got on a ventilator, very low. Even they're still low, by the way. They're not high. You get on a ventilator, on the high side, you're looking at 40-ish percent that you survive. But it was as low as 12 when this thing first came upon us. They've been able to, you know, implement therapeutics, et cetera. The great medical researchers and scientists and doctors, they've gotten better and better at handling this. Many doctors, not enough in my opinion, have moved towards proactive medicine rather than reactive medicine. Reactive medicine is more like, oh, you got COVID, you tested positive. Okay, go home, isolate yourself, do contact tracing. If you get a fever, take a couple of Tylenol and it should go down. You might want to take zinc or maybe vitamin D3 and vitamin C, and that's about it. But then the studies came out, hydroxychloroquine, Donald Trump was right. Taken early, 84% effective. Numerous studies now that show it helps, doesn't cure it, it helps mitigate some of the symptoms. Ivermectin is another one. I think the greatest, most underutilized therapeutic out there is Regeneron. Only because, anecdotally, the people that I know that got it, received it, it's an infusion. That's the monoclonal cocktails that they put together. Have been really, really effective and I think underutilized. And unfortunately, they say, well, if your oxygen level, everyone gets their own little oxygen meter. Yeah, if it goes to 90 or below, yeah, then come in and see us. I'm like, okay, by that time, the damage has been done. What is the name of the storm that they I always forget the name of this. You can say it on air. Go ahead.
Cytokine.
The cytokine, what they call is the cytokine storm, where you get an overreaction of your immune system, and that then creates major health problems for people. So not being a doctor, not knowing about anybody's medical history, not knowing about your current medical condition, I just have to, I don't feel qualified to give that type of medical advice like everybody else. Or everyone seems very casual about it, and they were demanding that I tell people what to do, and I just refused. What I do tell people, because I believe in life, I want you to live. I don't want anybody sick. Who would ever want that? You know, my prayers are with the Democrats in Texas, that they all recover and get well. Just because we have political differences, I haven't lost my soul in humanity here. And anyway, so the best advice, and all these doctors affirmed that I was doing the right thing, which is take it seriously. I've seen the worst of this. And the worst of this, Linda, you know the cases, the many, 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 many cases I've gotten involved in and how bad some were.
It's awful. Horrible.
And how many doctors I have leaned on to please help these people.
The government is leaning on them from the other way, stopping them from what they need to do.
Listen, there's been a lot of misinformation, especially from the government, the great Dr. Flip-Flop Fauci. But putting all that aside, and so if you do take it seriously, and then do your own research. There's this amazing thing. It's called the Internet. Al Gore created it, I'm told. And if you have a phone, you can find all the information, all the studies that are available on all of these therapeutics and all of these different strategies that are employed all these clinical trials that have taken place. Read even opinions that you don't agree with. Make your this audience is smart. I have a lot of faith in people. If you're listening to talk radio, you got a brain, you're thinking, and studies even prove it out, which is funny. But my point is that then consult with your own doctor and doctors and medical professionals that you trust. Again, taking into account your own unique medical history, your current medical condition, comorbidities, pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems. Weight certainly is shown to be a factor in terms of the possibility or potential of COVID severity. It's a factor. Not allowed to talk about it, but it's just science. You know, like Rand Paul, he's a medical doctor. He said, no, I'm not getting the vaccine. I have the T-cell antibodies. He made his choice. But it came from an area where he's informed. What I'm supposed to say, tell him what to do? It's ridiculous. And then the Cleveland Clinic, wow, highly respected institution, comes out and says, yeah, if you had COVID, yeah, the T-cell antibodies are likely enough and you probably don't need any of the vaccines. Well, that's fairly new information and kind of validated what Rand Paul was saying. And no matter how many times I said, people want to say that I gave out different information, which I did not. Now, I've said, do I believe in science? I said that in January of 2020, that I believe that medical researchers in the United States and scientists and people in the doctors and those in the medical profession, that we'd probably be the country that finds the cure or the therapeutics or the vaccine or whatever it happened to be. Now, do I believe in science? Yeah, I'm trying to follow the science. I have been from the beginning. And, you know, it was Dr. Fauci who said, don't wear a mask in the interview with 60 Minutes. It wasn't me, you know, and, you know, it was a big deal. Hannity says, masks are okay. This is a big step. Jimmy Kimmel even praised me. I'm like, okay, hell is frozen over. Because I want my audience safe and I want life to go back to normal. Now it's supposed to be back to normal. Now they're telling us it's not back to normal, which I'll get to in a minute. And then ultimately, I believe in freedom too. And take this information, talk to these people, and then you're going to make your own decision as an informed, from an informed position based on your unique circumstances. And every doctor I talked to said that's good advice. Now, there's a lot of news out there today, and I'm beginning to wonder if Democrats and the mob, the media and big tech, are doubting the advice they've been pushing on everyone because of the actions they're now taking. And I'll explain that on the other side of this break. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. It's Friday. We'll get to a lot of calls, a lot to get to today. John Solomon has some breaking news. This Hunter Biden laptop, stay tuned. The walls are beginning to close in on the Biden family syndicate. Listen, there's now a stampede, and I'm so glad I was able to be a small little spoke in the wheel in regards to this about Pure Talk. And so many people have come to realize, wait a minute, what Hannity's saying is true. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, they're charging me twice as much, and I can get the same exact service that use the exact same cell towers, using my exact same phone number, and start paying half and save, you know, nearly $1,000 a year per family, on average per family. I want to be a part of that. And it's now become a stampede. And people are literally switching by the thousands, tens of thousands now. And there's a mass exodus to Pure Talk. And it's very simple to get. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. You start saving 50% off for the exact same service. Why you wouldn't do it, I don't know. But anyway, they also have more plans than the big carriers. Unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data. It's just $30 a month. That's it. That's our friends at Pure Talk. Call them now. Just pull out your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now. You begin saving 50% off your first month. How's that? Money saved in your pocket, a lot of it, for the exact same service from our friends at Pure Talk.